Hello and welcome to the Ski Racing Podcast with me, Ed Drake. It's just myself and the one and only Marcel Mathis here on the pod. Ben Clark is, I don't know what he's doing. Do you know what he's doing, Marcel?
Well, I would assume that he has football, maybe. He's watching the football.
So you think the Arsenal take precedent over the podcast?
Well, you know, he had his priorities wrong a couple of times already, so it might be.
I feel that's an instant negative to his predictions league positioning, which he keeps. Do you know what? I actually can't wait to get this season underway. One, because I love the scheme, but also two, because I can stop listening to him chirping on about how he was the best one last year.
Well, what's happening now is he's getting a proposal 10 times. Five woman races, five man races.
10 reposos.
10 proposos. No,
nobody needs 10 reposos. That's far too many.
That's from now on. That's like the, you know, that's the forfeit. If you not come to the podcast, you get 10 reposos.
Do you know what? That's actually because it's me that does it all. It means that I basically will never get negatives. So you and Ben actually gives me, seeing as I actually haven't won and this is my flipping deal, maybe this is my only way of beating the two of you.
No, not even then you will beat us.
You know what? Hey,
you're terrible. Let's just put it on the table. You're terrible at that.
No, I pride myself in the non-boring picks. Do you know what? I'll ask Gareth, but I probably picked Schifrin about five times last season.
Are you also priding yourself in not winning? Is that what you do?
I still need to work out how to bend the rules without anybody realizing it so that I actually do win.
You know, your fist makes the rules and fist wins, and you make the rules, you don't win. Something's going on.
Well, maybe
you can talk to them actually.
Maybe I'll play like also with an undercover name that then nobody realizes it's me.
With Map.
Yeah. I'll have like an undercover name. And like then
Son Mav.
Who?
Your son.
Yeah, Maverick Drake. I mean, I can't have Drake as well because I think that's far too up. So just the Maverick. Then yeah, that could be the way that I'm gonna get to the top and then surprise you all.
Don't start his life off as like not winning either. Come on, like just
yeah, you won't help. Thank me for that. Anyway, ski racing. We are less than a week away from the start of the 2023-24 World Cup season. And it feels like, I don't know about you, Marcel, but it absolutely feels like it's been such a long summer of no skiing. Doesn't exactly look particularly wintry in the Alps yet either. But as we talked about the last couple of pods, that come hell or high water, Austria will have snow on the Rettenbach Glacier. So
they have to ship it in like from somewhere from Antarctica, they will have it.
Yeah, there will be snow. A little bit like, you know, do you remember the Vancouver Games? You're probably about 5 years old. When they had to, they made you what?
I think it was like 17 or 16, no, 18 maybe.
Well, there you go. They made most of the features in, what was it? Cypress Mountain, which was the freestyle part. They had to make most of them out of straw and then just pack snow on the top of it.
I do actually remember that the Austrians once flew in snow from the glacier when they didn't have enough snow in Kitzbühel, I think.
Mm.
I mean, it's just bizarre, you know. I don't think like when they did it, that there was probably not anyone talking about, you know, climate change and stuff, because yeah. I think they would have got a proper bollocking for that.
imagine doing that this year.
Right now.
This year you'd be absolutely hung, drawn and quartered for it. Which probably leads us actually, before we talk about this weekend, you know, have you seen all the Protect the Winter stuff that's going around with sort of pictures of the digger grinding up parts of the Zermatt-Cervinia glacier? It looks pretty sad, doesn't it?
It does look a bit sad. The thing is, like, I always remember them doing it, not just in Austria and, you know, Switzerland, everywhere. And they call it to protect the glacier, which I think a couple of athletes actually came out and said, well, they do protect the glacier doing that. I'm not quite sure. I don't think they do. But what they could be doing, they should be like, you know, the first bit of the glacier is always black with like rocks and stuff. I think if they take this off, that might actually protect it for a bit longer, because obviously, you know, the reflection is a lot less on white than it is on black. So that, yeah. I think they did that actually back in the days. And also in Sölden, they have like those big cover-ups and they're white.
Yeah, the snow farming stuff.
Yeah, snow farm. They're white. So it does stick around for a bit longer, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, how long do we have glaciers for? I mean, that's not going to last 20 more years. Let's put it on the table. And then, you know what? No one's going to ski in summer anymore. And then my idea comes into play.
Yeah,
And
well,
Phil
yeah,
has this idea as well, because he
but
said,
the air miles might go up.
yeah,
But
man.
it is sad though. I mean, looking at that, I get it. I mean, like you say, they have been doing it forever, and I remember them doing it back in when I was, when I was a kid, ski racing on
Must be a long time ago.
Sasfeld glasses, yeah, and leather boots, and not quite that old.
Yeah.
But they did used to do it then, and it was just, I guess obviously nowadays it's much more at the forefront of people's mentality when it comes to skiing and ski racing, is that we've got to be a little bit more sensitive. But the fact is, glaciers have shrunk by 10% over the last couple of years alone. So you sort of think that grinding up, glacial ice to make it smooth and to fill in some of the crevasses and that to be able to race. Those the ice, the thickness of the ice that was there before is going to be nowhere near the same once it's been a digger driven over it and the buckets there scraping away and filling in holes and stuff. And it just feels like, I don't know, you and I and Ben and the rest of you guys listening are big ski racing fans, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But it just sort of feels like, what's the point in doing that? It kind of feels like, do you know what? That, let's leave this one. We don't need it. We've been fine without it. Maybe it's one to sort of take a step back and let the mountain have it.
The thing is, like, you talk about when they talk about, save, protect the winters, it's mainly about the glaciers, from what, like, from what I, because during the winter, like last winter, it snows later, but it was very good, like in March and April and May. That's the thing is, like, it's not that the winter is going, it's just shifting. And, like, I mean, realistically, I know we all want to see some ski racing, but, can we wait for another 2 months or 1.5 months? I think we can. I think, maybe a couple races further down the line in like May or whatever.
Yeah, the fans can, the athletes certainly can. The athletes aren't necessarily, the ones that are getting geared up for Solden already. That race prep has started a month ago for trying to get ready for Solden, hasn't it? So those guys would definitely, I think,
No, the thing
take
is, like,
a longer start to the
it
season.
doesn't make any sense. Like, when does the World Cup usually stop? Somewhat in March, like mid-March. 14th, 10 to 15th of March, something like that. But then you have like people, going on winter holidays when it's like Easter. This next year, Easter is like in on the 29th of March. Like, why wouldn't you just ski until then? Like, everyone still is in the ski mood. It's nice to ski, it's lovely weather usually. It's lovely to ski as well. I mean,
Yeah.
they might have to put a bit, stuff in the snow to make it
I
harder on.
really did really think that we were I really did think that we were going to see a slightly different calendar this year. I don't know why. I just thought that this year, with the sort of increased awareness of what's happening, we might have been able to do it. But
But
yeah,
then they're so stuck up, they're so stuck up. When I say they, fist, they never change anything. It's just like, okay, there might be football going on already, there might be Formula One going on already, but who cares, right? So Formula One is usually in overseas at that time. Like, no one's gonna have like 9 or more 9 a.m. start. Like, the football starts at like 5 in the afternoon usually, or somewhat like 3 to 5. Skiing starts at like 8 or 9 in the morning when it's spring snow. You have those races, and then you're done at 12. You wrap it up. You have still very good TV times, and that's what I don't understand, because, that's probably part of the issue with them saying, "Oh, we don't want to cross over with those disciplines or with those sports." But there's no crossover really,
No, and that's what's great about the winter, when the winter's,
and also,
being a sport that's on in the morning, it's great.
about it, like the ski resorts, they probably, like, if you look at some Austrian ski resorts like Lech, they are open for quite a long time actually, but some others, they could easily get like another 2 weeks in, potentially 2 3 weeks. And if you drag on with the ski racing, people are still somewhat in the mood, and it probably make a lot of money, the hotels, because if they open for another 2 weeks, God knows how much money they make in a week during the winter. It's prime time, it's Easter, they can charge double the amount. Like,
Yeah.
it's literally a no-brainer.
Yeah. I just feel like it's time to adapt a little bit. Think time to maybe work the glaciers less hard in the
Yeah, but
spring, in the autumn, and see what.
don't work the glaciers at all. Like, pretty simple. Don't do anything until October. And then
Damn
there was some snow now. It looks a bit better now. I mean, just start when it's ready. Easy.
it. Marcel for president.
Yeah, I might do actually.
How's it?
I would have to go through the British Ski Federation,
We'll
and
back you,
that's
mate.
been
We
a year.
got you, dude.
Huh?
We got you. Don't worry.
Those spaces. I'll take you as my vice president, VP.
The VP, yeah. I'll be the VP, just the man in the background, just
Ben's gonna do the statistics
when he's around.
when he's around.
How's your old man doing? How's it looking for the Kesley Rocket Dream Team?
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good. I think. Well, my dad is snowboarding and skiing these days because obviously his racer. She's very good at snowboarding and she's very good at skiing. So she, I
Can
think
your
she.
dad snowboard?
He can't. No, oh, but he can tune a snowboard. Now he can, at least.
Yeah, now he can.
No, but he's very happy. He has been to the glacier a couple of times, and he said it's a bit sad, really. He sent me one picture of where the Zermatt, there was like the start usually of like the training piece, and there's like this huge hole in the glacier. So I think they have to, go around and start a bit further down. And I think it's a bit bizarre, and it's a lot
Is
more walk. That's what people, the training gets even harder because you had always had to walk quite a bit when you
oh,
go up the
carrying
glacier.
like six pairs of speed skis across the top of Zermatt was hard.
And
Don't
now
need them.
my dad actually he went to Stiftsejoch in Italy, and usually you had to maybe walk like 100 meters, and now you have to walk about 500 meters, and it's just draining. And I'm quite glad this is the part that I'm definitely not missing about skiing, dragging all this equipment up there.
Is Ledesca, is she going to be back and ready to go? How's
Yeah, I think so. I mean. I think she's very naturally talented, so I don't think she needs that much of training. I think she has had a good training this summer. They went to Chile, talking about flying around the world. But they went to Chile, and it was medium there. It was very stormy for a lot of days, but they got some good training in. And I think, yeah, she's ready, and hopefully, yeah, I don't know. I mean, not quite sure what's happening with Zermatt now, if they can actually do the race. Not, I mean, they have enough snow, but I think they're digging at the wrong parts of the glacier. So let's see what comes out of there. But
Well, well, it's down here, so they've only got literally it's Tuesday today, so in theory, arrival day will be a week today, and then tr first training run will be Wednesday, I think.
is that right?
Well, it's the following weekend. To, I haven't actually brought up the schedule, but it is the following weekend, so yeah.
Well, thank God for internet, so I can quickly check.
You
But
can check, but yeah, it's the weekend after, so in theory, it's going to be nice.
no, I
No,
think that's
it's the weekend after that. Excuse me. No, it's 2 weeks' time, isn't it? Because it's Levy for the women next, and then
eight and 12 is the first race for the ladies.
getting ahead of myself, getting overexcited for the
Be getting
speed races.
excited. Just hold your horses, mate. Hold your horses.
I just can't help it. I just need to get those long skis on. But should we talk about Solden? Who both the women and the men are obviously in action. Women first on Saturday, men on Sunday. And the curtain raiser is looks good actually. Some of the training videos that are coming out seems like the snow has been pushed into the right places. It's also cold overnight, so it looks like the skiing is going well. And are we going to see anybody battling Michaela Schifrin for a victory? What do you think, Marcel? With your head and your heart, what do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
I think if Audemars or Schifrin, if they come into the finish with two skis on, they're probably gonna win. I'm just hoping that the Austrians have a better season than they had last year. I actually looked at the standings in the women specifically. Women's GS Austria best one was about 17th, I think.
Yeah, it was a tough read. I did the same the other day,
And
actually. It's a
Haas is actually injured now, so there's not much going on. It's tough for some of them. I mean, you look at, Steffi Brunner, she's 25th. You can only have one bad result and you're out. You really are in the middle of nowhere.
What's the press saying about it? How are they? What's
Actually,
this?
I have. It's very quiet. I've been, searching for some information everywhere, but it's been very quiet. I think they've had the qualification runs, which was surprisingly that Leitinger only made it into the team because someone got injured, so he
Really?
wouldn't have been on the team. Yeah, I was very surprised to hear that.
Brutal.
That.
Classic Austrian cutthroat flipping. Yeah.
That is brutal, I have to say. But if you look at the if the rankings, he's only 37th. So I guess fair enough, fair enough to have a qualification. But they do
Well,
at least have some people on the men's side that can do well, like Bernsteiner. God knows what Feller's doing. Last year he had a bit of a shocker at the end. He was starting well, wasn't he? And then he
yeah,
just.
he did start well, but he talked about, obviously, I think, and we talked about it in commentary, and I think it was quite an open book in terms of his sort of psyche on it. And I think he struck once the sort of downward spiral of DNF started sneaking in, sort of that mid part to the season, just he really struggled with staying focused and being able to race with the shackles off, which obviously we talked about so many times. That's the only way to do it. You can't, there's absolutely no way that you can ski. There's probably two people, Schifrin and Odermatt, that can ski within themselves at the moment, or at the end of last season. Obviously, we don't know the season, but in theory, I think those are probably the only two that you could say could ski within themselves and still win. I don't think it's possible for anybody else to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the women's racing, I feel like there are a couple of people in there who could potentially come close to Schifrin if they find their form. I think, the likes of Vlahova and Hector, who, they had an okay-ish season. Maybe even Alice Robinson, she had, a couple of shocking results but got better at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Gurbirami, she's good,
Just
she's great, she
you
makes
just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, it's a
I
bit.
don't know if she's like constantly, getting that speed and, winning constantly. And she's also not getting younger, no offense, at all. But I think Schifrin for the moment will be probably the one to beat. And then, you never know, maybe even the Italians. They've had okay season. I mean, they're third and fourth last year, but no one was really anywhere close to Schifrin. I mean, she
No.
won by about 400 points.
Yeah, she absolutely obliterated it. And do you see anybody getting close? Do you want to put in your pick? Do you see anybody getting anywhere near Michaela Schifrin? I think we talked about the season as a whole, but what about this weekend? Can you see it?
I really it's really always very it's hard to pick someone on the first race because
Yeah.
you think, okay, I'll pick Schifrin, it's probably a safe pick, but then because it's so spread out, it's like, okay, this race is one race, but then the real season starts only like 2 months or 1.5 months.
Yeah.
So I'd like to I probably think Schifrin is going to win, but the women's last year was cancelled, so.
So it makes it even harder for us to get it right slash wrong.
Well, it's pretty easy for us to get it wrong, but
Well, yeah,
it's.
we do that quite well, to be fair. So are you going to go for the obvious, for the boring, for the champ, for the greatest of all time, most winningest ski racer in the history ever, ever,
Maybe
ever.
I go for the couples double, actually, Kildare
Shut up,
and Schifrin.
mate. You're going to get banned from the pod. I'll end up doing this when Ben can't make it. I'm just going to do it on my own, if that's the sort.
Gonna talk to yourself. That's all right.
Yeah, I did actually do it when I first started this pod. The very first season I did it, I did do a pod on my own. I think it was, I was
How
on my honeymoon as well, so I did it in the middle of the night. Sorrel, my wife, is asleep in our room, and I just monologued some
like 2 hours?
results. No, it's about 15 minutes. To be fair, that felt like a long time, and I'm sure to anybody that actually listened back then, I'm sure they thought it felt like a long time as well.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it for those of you that have been there from the start. I appreciate it.
I wonder how many have been there from the start. Maybe they can actually call in and say, hey, I've been there for a start.
Yeah, exactly. Look, do you know what? Been
Thank
through thick and thin, through some great chat, through some terrible chat, and they're
you.
still
Really,
here.
really terrible chat, but hey.
Oh, they're still here. And they're still here. Anyway, go. What are you picking? Who are you doing? Are you going for Schifrin?
I'll be doing takes now.
Yeah, come
I
on.
go parts of casino.
Okay. I'm also not going to go for the obvious, which is why you and I do so well in the whole league. I'm going to go for Valerie Grenier.
Ooh, nice one.
Yeah, I hope that she's going to show us what she showed at the end of last season. That's why I went for it. I like
All right,
I like her style.
let me get Ben a pick in as well quickly. Let's have a look.
What's Ben going to go for?
What do you think? What shall we do for him?
I think, well, he normally goes for Tessa Worley, doesn't he? So
Maybe you need to maybe actually tell people while I'm searching for a good pick for him, how they can sign up for a new one.
yeah, so the new league, you can email in at theskiracingpodcast@gmail.com. That's theskiracingpodcast@gmail.com. Fire through your picks, or you can head over to our Instagram page, then go to our bio, and then use the link that's on there. Thanks to friend of the pod, Gareth Harvey. He's stuck up a Google document each week, and then you just plug in your name, select your picks from the drop-down menu, and then that one is just as easy if you fancy doing it that way. And please, yeah, join up, sign up.
I still don't know why it's not called the number one ski racing. Oh, is that self-explanatory?
Yeah, well, that people know already. It's obvious, isn't it? And how are our t-shirts coming along, by the way?
I'm having trouble with the copyright.
Oh yeah, that's right, I'm sure. Yeah, full of hot air you are. All right, okay. The men's side, quickly. Let's hang on. Let's fire.
Let's go for Tessa Wally for him.
Yeah, I think. Do you know what? I think he likes Wendy Holdner now. I think that's who Ben's gonna. That's his new
All right, let's
go-to
go for
again.
Wendy Holdner then.
Okay, but let's go on the men's side. We.
She is actually getting onto the podium. I'm going to be fuming.
Yeah, if we managed to pick him a podium performer. I think we were talking about changing the point system. I think actually we're just going to keep it the same, just because, one, we don't want to make it too complicated. Maybe we'll throw in a couple of dummy weekends where if Schifrin or Odomat are leading by so far in the standings that it's a gimme that they're going to pick up some points, then maybe we'll throw a curveball in there a couple of weekends. So you'll have to make sure you tune in, sign up. And find out what's happening. But yeah, so I think we're just going to keep it the same, keep it simple. And if you want to go boring, but then you might win. Men's side, anybody going to get anywhere close to Odomat this weekend? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Christofferson.
I like the Christofferson vibe. So I'm not going to go with that because you did. So I feel like that's also boring. So I'm going to go Bratton.
Nice one. I've actually
He's got history, hasn't he?
did you I think Hirscher has
He's
just
coming back.
released a documentary about his skis and stuff and his ski brand. I think that would be a good one to watch. I think it's only in German, so maybe not for our English-speaking listeners.
I can feel a monologue of translations coming your way, Marcel, just so we can sit there just listening to you.
It's produced by Red Bull. I guess they would have subtitles.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so those are our picks then. I think that's easy peasy.
Raposa for
Obviously Raposo, yeah, Ben's favorite. Yeah, I absolutely can't wait to see if we're gonna it, what's how it's gonna play out this weekend. Ski racing is back finally, even if it is on the glacier. But let's hope they didn't smash up the glacier too much getting this one underway.
Well, it's too
But,
late now. So
huh?
hopefully next year they're not going to smash it up. No, it's too late. They smashed it up already.
I don't know if they did smash it out this year, did they? Or they just pushed out the snowfall and snow?
Well, from what they said on the news, that people in Seoul did the same thing. So
Okay. So
another round.
they've already smashed up. So if it's already smashed up, then make sure it's a good race and then we don't smash it up anymore.
Can you imagine it be cancelled?
Oh God, no,
Too much
don't.
snow. If it cancels because of too much snow, then everyone will be like, who's talking about climate change?
We're not going down that rabbit warren. We are not doing it. Not doing it. Marcel, thanks very much, mate. Nice to chat to you. And until next time, bye for now.